girls just about ran out of their clothes.
My daddy used to tell, they would go out and doctors would give so much for a body, you know, to examine them all. Mm-hmm. One fella, he was bragging what he'd do, and they'd got a body and they was carrying it on in a big sack. And this old boy was bragging he wasn't afraid of this and he wasn't afraid of that. So they called him back and wanted him to carry this dead man's body. And they'd taken the dead man out and a live man got in there. So he loaded this fella up and started on. He said, walked a while with him, you know, and he said, well, old man, you're getting heavy. This fella was in the sack, said, I'll walk if you let me down. Said, that fella run out from under him and went home and died.
Huh.
Just run, God dog. And I don't much blame him, you.
He did die, though.
That's what I said. He just fella taken sick and just actually died.
Huh. Just scared him to death, one way or another. Huh. What do you think it was? A spook or a hand?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever it was, he didn't like it, huh?
No. Well, listen, he thought this fellow was dead that he had, you see, in a sack on his back.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh boy, you're sure getting heavy. So I'm in the sack, said, if you let me down, I'll walk. Oh. And he let him down right there.
Yeah, I can understand it.
I'd have entered in the race myself, I'd have done that.
In about October, what would you say about the weather?
Well, about it being cool or?
Yeah.
I imagine it would be pretty cool in October.
Uh-huh. If somebody asks you to do something and you'd rather not do it, what would you tell him?
Well, I'd say I'd just rather not do that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, God is supposed to be in heaven. And who's in hell?
Well, they tell me the devil is.
Uh-huh. It's interesting how people call out Satan and old Nick and Lucifer. And when you were a boy, did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
You bet I did.
That was just done.
Dang, worse. If I'd have said yes and no to some grown person, my daddy would have. I wouldn't have said it.
Mm-hmm.
He never did hit me, but just a few legs. And whatever he said, that's what I'd done.
He just helped you.
Oh, yeah. He talked to me. Just look at me. And he talked to me with his eye.
Mm-hmm.
I had to mind. We went somewhere a lot of times. We'd get in a wagon, go stay all night at some little neighbor. Of course, got there with the man of the house, and my dad would come. He's taking out the team. Of course, us kids jump out and all get to running and playing. They'd get the teams in it too, and they'd get in the shade of the house and sat in there, and we'd run through the house time too. My daddy said, don't come through here anymore. I didn't go through that anymore, and I didn't think about going through that anymore.
That was just all it was.
That's all of it, like that.
That's the way it should be.
And when we got ready to all go to bed, they come in making pallets. You'd get on your pallet, go to sleep. You sleep just as sound as a log.
Oh, wasn't that fun, though?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have things like that to put on the outside of the bed?
No. They have railings or whatever you'd call it there.
Oh.
You mean this counterpin here?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, those women used to really work on those things, didn't they?
Now,